T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story at this hour, the number of COVID-related deaths in Cook County since the beginning of the pandemic has surpassed 14,000 now. WBBM's Jim Goodis reports.
Spokesperson Natalia Deraviani says it took just over 2 weeks for the COVID death toll in Cook County to rise from 13,000 to 14,000 during this latest surge. She says the rise from 12,000 to 13,000 took 6 weeks, while the rise from 11,000 to 12,000 took more than 3 months. She says the latest numbers also show the importance of COVID vaccinations.
While the medical examiner's office does not get data for every single decedent that we see that has died of COVID-19 as to whether or not they have been vaccinated, for the ones that we do have data for, we do see that the vast majority are either unvaccinated or not boosted.
She adds, while local health officials have expressed cautious optimism that the current surge of COVID cases has peaked, it's too early to say if the surge in deaths has as well. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, the Cook County Health Department is reopening its community COVID-19 vaccination site in Des Plaines. It is one of 3 large-scale community vaccine sites with support from the state. It opens officially at 8 this morning. One person is dead, 6 other wounded in overnight shootings in Chicago. A 19-year-old is dead this morning after a shooting near 90th and South Normal. It happened about 9 last night. Police say he was shot standing outside, hit in the legs and upper body, died at Christ Hospital in Oak Lawn. And in the back of the yards, a 13-year-old shot 4 times in the arm while sitting in a car just before 11 last night near 53rd and South Union. Police say someone in a silver SUV drove up and fired shots. No one in custody in either of those shootings. Problems along the Indiana toll road this morning, and now we know why. Authorities say it was about 3 this morning. Indiana State Police spotted a man driving west at about the 2.5-mile marker, shooting a gun out the window. Police stopped the vehicle and all the occupants were taken into custody. 2 released, not charged. The driver, though, a 31-year-old man from Chicago, has been charged and is currently in the Lake County, Indiana jail. No one hurt in that incident. We'll have more on the Indiana Tollway and how things are moving there in just a moment here in traffic. In Chicago's Loop, pedestrian activity at its highest since the beginning of the pandemic. The latest stats from December. Michael Edwards is the CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. He says the recovery was largely driven by holiday activity, students, residents, and theatergoers, but things are expected to slow down this month.
They typically do in January and into February in the Loop with regards to, you know, business travel and visitor travel. So, you know, we are expecting things to get a little soft downtown for the next couple of months. But in order to attack that problem, things like a theater week and restaurant week are really designed to encourage people to come downtown and other parts of the city to enjoy all the great restaurants and theaters that we have.
Edwards says office occupancy is still at 36% of pre-pandemic numbers, but that occupancy rate for Loop hotels rallied for a 4th straight month. Video shows a silver car getting slammed into by a red sports utility vehicle and then crashing into someone's yard in the back of the yards neighborhood. Police say behind the wheel of that silver car was a thief trying to steal it. The property owner spoke with CBS2 after seeing the car and its owner.
I just got the house. It was not expected. She was in shock, you know. She didn't know what had happened. The stairs hold up pretty good.
The owner of the stolen car told police she left her Toyota Highlander running yesterday morning. She ran back inside her house to grab the kids, but before she could make it down the stairs, she saw a man opening her car door. Police say the thief was armed. They're still looking for him. Well, in the Loop, the Chicago Loop Alliance says things are looking up.
The latest report compares December of 2021 to the same month pre-pandemic. Loop Alliance CEO Michael Edwards tells WBBM that pedestrian activity is at nearly 65%, the highest level since 2019.
You know, I would just say that we're finding that downtown is coming back in a totally different way. It's not office workers that are bringing us back. It's theaters, residents, and students. And those are the folks that are on trains, that are using public transit, that are parking in our garages, that are walking on our streets and frequenting our restaurants. And And that's a new thing for Chicago.
Edwards says that in years past, foot traffic had been driven by the 300,000 to 350,000 workers downtown, but that office occupancy rates for December were only about 36% of pre-pandemic levels. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In other news this morning, 42nd Ward Alderman Brenda Riley says the owner of the Merchandise Mart has submitted a proposal to build a nearby residential tower. Sun-Times reports that downtown Alderman sent an email to constituents that said Vornado Realty Trust wants to build a 26-story building with 288 units on Kidzie near Canal. And a Cook County Circuit Judge has rejected a lawsuit that argues consumers should be able to recover costs from the ComEd bribery scandal surrounding former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The Tribune reports that the judge ruled the court couldn't consider the claims for relief over the separation of powers doctrine that divides responsibilities of different government branches. The owners of Hawthorne Racecourse have taken over another off-track betting parlor. Once run by the now-closed Arlington Park Racecourse, the Illinois Racing Board has transferred the license for a former Arlington OTB in Villa Park to Hawthorne. Racing Board Executive Director Dominic DeSera says there will be benefits to lifting the cap on betting facilities.
The tax revenue to the state and local communities, specifically Cook County, gets a benefit from OTBs in Cook County. And then the state benefits as well as the racetrack and the horsemen's group that participate in racing in Illinois.
A request by Arlington's owner, Churchill Downs, to keep the OTBs running after the company closed the track was rejected by the racing board. Cook County will reopen another mass vaccination site in Des Plaines this morning. WBBM's Mike Krauser with more.
The latest is at 1155 East Oakton Street in a former Kmart. Ileana Mora, the chief administrative officer for Cook County Health, told CBS2 it's the third to open this week.
The vaccination effort isn't over. I think it seems to be one that we're going to have to continue, and we'll see how it goes.
The other sites are in Madison on the 4400 block of West Promenade Way and in Forest Park on the 7600 block of West Roosevelt Road. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A grim pandemic milestone for Cook County. County spokesperson Natalia Devriani says the medical examiner's office reports the number of COVID-related deaths in Cook County during the pandemic has surpassed 14,000. She says the time it took to reach that number demonstrates the severity of the latest COVID surge in the county.
It took us just over 2 weeks to get from 13,000 deaths to 14,000 COVID-19 deaths here in Cook County. It took us 6 weeks to get from 12,000 to 13,000 deaths. And it took us a full 3.5 months to get from 11,000 to 12,000 deaths.
He says nearly all of those deaths are among people who were either not vaccinated or had not received the booster shot. Two abortion clinics near St. Louis have cut the ribbons on new logistics centers that are designed to help clients traveling to Illinois for services, as providers expect a big jump if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
Executive Director Dr. Aaron King says they're seeing more patients coming from the South and Midwest to the Hope Clinic for Women in Granite City, Illinois.
The outcomes are clear. The laws are pushing patients further and further out of their own communities and healthcare systems.
Jamel C. Rodriguez, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of St. Louis, says they expect the facility to help women most affected by restrictions, those who are young, poor, and people of color.
This center was created with them in mind, but we will serve everyone, regardless of who they are, where they live, or how much money they make.
The logistics center will help patients with travel, childcare, hotel stays, and other details when coming to Illinois for abortions. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Backers of bail reform say there's a way to address concerns about public safety while people accused of violent crimes are allowed to go free pending their trials.
Next year, cash bail will be eliminated in Illinois. Judges will decide whether people accused of felonies are safe to release. But Mayor Lightfoot complains even now, too many people accused of gun violence are being released on electronic monitoring, and she says it's a danger. But Matthew McFarland, director of the Community Release with Support Program from the Bail Project, says providing defendants with services like counseling can keep them from committing more crimes. He ought to know, he's an ex-con himself.
This is about preventative maintenance. This is about really helping individuals. And it's about people like me, right? It's about never needing a lawyer.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.